If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gule Tufupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Good morning, Googs.
Top of the morning to you, Saul.
Top of the morning. Now, what's this thing? Auntie Sasso, Bapela, you fuel. Sasso to report lower earnings, this is.
Just reminds me of that tagline, glug, 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 from the ad that we used to see years ago. And hopefully this time they're not bleeding profits, but that's essentially what it seems is happening within the business. Sasol, as we know, is a major contributor not only to employment in South Africa, but also to the country's tax base. Mm-hmm. It's a wide, a diversified energy supplier, ranging from everything from LNG gas and, of course, as we know, petroleum fuel that we've become very familiar with when it comes to their retail petrol stations. The company is listed on the JSE and has issued a trading statement. This is typically, again, the insight that a business will tell you ahead of publishing their financial results in terms of some concerns we might need to be aware of. Now, they have highlighted that ahead of their results presentation, they have cited lower oil prices, reduced sale volumes, as well as the refinery impairments that have been affecting the business's performance. This essentially means that they are anticipating that their profits will see a decrease between 47% to 61% in terms of their earnings, and that in itself might be of concern to many South African consumers, but also their shareholders. It is also important to note, Saul, that over the last few years, we've actually seen Sasol go through a number of challenges. They not only are experiencing part of the conflict that's taking place in Mozambique when it comes to their exploration of shale and gas activity, and a liquid-to-gas plant and pipeline that actually comes through from there. But they also ventured into the U.S. For the Lake Charles activity, and that actually led to it having to write down and impair some of the losses that were essentially incurred there. So it has been a tough time for the business. It typically has seen some peaks and troughs, but for the moment does seem as though it continues to take significant strain in terms of its profit outlook.
Yeah, I hope they'll bounce back. We need them to bounce back. Now, today is the big one, the Sona. And obviously the business world is looking at this and they're going to have some reactions to it.
100%. It's part of the reason why I'm here in Cape Town, and we'll be joined by my colleague Pimelo Mudene later tonight for a special broadcast of the State of the Nation address. Now, it will be 4 hours of programming. We will build up just to anticipate as to what it is that the president will say, given that this is the first official opening of a GNU government for 2025. As we've witnessed, though, there's been a lot of positive sentiment from the business community regarding the GNU. They say that it seems as though we've been making greater progress in terms of the engagements that government does have. Yeah, with business. And this was also witnessed, if you think about Davos just a few weeks ago, Saul, there was been a heightened level of confidence between members of business and government, saying that it's been positive to see some of the strides and commitments that have been made. Will they be sustainable? Well, we have yet to see. But we will take a look at how this impacts the currency. If the president mentions anything about our trade environment and trade relationship with the U.S., especially when it comes to Trump, but also ongoing investments that we are needed in the country to make sure that our social grants are taken care of, energy and electricity supply remains sustainable, and of course, other aspects of government spending will be allocated accordingly to make sure that there's just an ongoing level of improvement in the livelihoods of South Africans. So lots to explore, long hours, but we'll be on the ground here to give you an update on Sona.
I can't wait. We'll definitely be tuned into that special show with you and Pimelo, 6 to 10 on the State of the Nation address tonight. Tell me what's going on with the markets, though.
Markets saw some positivity yesterday, though it was a bit lackluster. We'll open up from 86,610 points for the All Share Index. Currency-wise, we're still trading fairly firmly. 18.58 is where we are to the US dollar, 23.19 to the British pound, and now against the euro, we're at 19.13.
Thank you, Googs. She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gule Tufupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.